We're at the corner of Hines Street and Albion Street, looking towards Bulk, which is where all our family lived, apart from Christopher, who lived on the other side of the Loon on Earl Street. These houses have changed very little, apart from the addition of the outside bathroom and toilet, as I mentioned before. And everything is within kind of 200 yards of where you live. The shop, the chip shop, the matting mill, which is now being redeveloped into houses, I think. This is where they lived.
You've got in front of you where they exactly lived and what we're looking at here. We're here at Albion Street. Who lived here?
So this is where William lived at number 15. 11 Lancaster men were lost from this road. And looking at it, we're not talking a very long road either. And as Ian said, everybody's very close to each other. So one family's loss would have been the entire street's loss.
11 wiped out in these tiny houses. That's virtually a third of a street that is just the young men. And middle-aged men are gone.
Leaving behind their wives, their children. But of course, as Ian said, we have to think, although these are two up, two down, they could house an awful lot of people at the same time. How many? 11?
11, yes. In that's 11, 13 in 1911. How on earth they managed that, I don't know.
We're at Hines Street. Number 4 was stood outside. And what is the significance of this property?
Well, there were 6 people who were killed from Hines Street, but 4 of them were all from this house. 2 of the Butterworth brothers and 2 Cornthwaite brothers who died in 1917 and 1918, George Henry and Richard Arthur.
Just shows that, you know, 2 sets of different brothers from different families living in the same house, that would have affected 2 families in such a profound way.
Yes, historians argue about the statistics. At least 3.5 million families lost a close relative. It's more current to say that everybody in Britain would have either lost someone or known someone very dear to them who was lost to the war.
We're stood outside Green Street now, and this, again, was very, very close to the Butterworth brothers.
Yes, this is where this is where James and Agnes lived, very often named as the next of kin to, for example, Hugh, who I don't think ever moved out. 15 people were killed on this street, and this is also where an awful lot of letters arrived.
That's what I was about to ask you about. The postman would have come down this street and given those letters, and they would have been stood at the windows, at
yes.
the doors.
As soon as the postman was seen, I'm guessing people were beginning to wonder where was he going to call, because he's obviously bringing today's bad news for somebody within this 50-60 yard area. And if you've had one, you know, are you going to get another? We have 4. All of these people, although not family, were family in a way, because you knew Mrs. Jones across the road, or Cousin Charlie who lived round the corner. As Karina said before, there was a clear connection. You may not have lost somebody directly, but you certainly knew that person who had died.
How does it make you feel as a descendant of those, particularly William, obviously, but you were connected to the other 3 brothers as well. How does it make you feel to walk these streets and know that this was where they lived and this was who they actually were? They weren't soldiers who were lost at war.
No.
This was their real identity.
These were real people who I personally am extremely proud of and very grateful to. What they did unstintingly and unselfishly for us is immeasurable. It's interesting now to see that the street is still more or less as it was.